So our next speaker is another one I haven't met before, but I was guessing that it was you. This is Ren Farley, and he's going to do something which is new for us, although he's done it before for others, and he'll tell us about it.
Thank you, Alan. I'm the only one here today that's advertising my course with my necktie. Detroit is arguably the most important city in the world in the 20th century. The single technological development that had the most far-reaching changes in the last century was the motor vehicle, and the production of low-cost, efficient, effective motor cars was a development of Detroit. The urban blue-collar middle class in the United States grew first and perhaps most rapidly in Detroit because of the need for workers in the automobile industry. So we can thank Detroit for the blue-collar middle class. Industrial unions were attempted around the nation in the 1920s, but they came to powerful dominance of industries thanks to the automobile workers and changes during the Depression decade in Detroit. We had a New Deal coalition that was dominant in the United States from 1932 through President Johnson's term, and there was no single stronger supporter of the New Deal than the UAW and the many people who were affiliated with the automobile industry and the automobile suppliers. Detroit played a key role in hastening the end of World War II, the defeat of the Japanese and German dictators through the production of all kinds of armaments. And for important reasons, Detroit probably has a better collection of architecture than any city other than New York and Chicago in the entire United States, for some specific reasons we'll mention in the course. Nevertheless, Detroit is now the most negatively stereotyped major city in the United States. Partially, this is because of industrial restructuring. It's not that industry has disappeared, but labor productivity means that automobile firms, steel firms, use a fifth to a third as many workers as they did 60 years ago to turn out the same production or even greater production. And then Detroit is a city that's been very riven by race, and this was something that we will talk about. The mechanics of the course: we meet on a Tuesday and Thursday morning, 22nd, 24th of March, and again on 29th and 31st of March. And there will be an all-day bus tour of Detroit on the 26th. There will be some assigned readings for each of the courses, and at the end, you'll be asked to write an op-ed type essay, short essay about Detroit. Thank you, and please send me a message if I can provide more information. Thank you.